This podcast is a part of the Carbon Almanac Network of Podcasts.
Hi, I'm Christina. I'm from Prague.
Hi, I'm Jen, and I'm from Canada.
Hi, I'm Olabanji, and I'm from Nigeria.
Hello, I'm Liki, and I live in Paris.
Hi, I'm Brian, and I'm from New York.
Welcome to Carbon Sessions, a podcast with carbon conversations for every day with everyone from everywhere in the world. In our conversations, we share ideas, perspectives, questions, and things we can actually do to make a difference. So don't be shy and join our Carbon Sessions because it's not too late.
Hi, it's Liki. In today's episode, we would like to share with you an episode initially published on Alpaca Tribe. What is Alpaca Tribe, you may ask? Alpaca Tribe is Steve's podcast, of course. Okay, who is Steve? Steve is one of the producers of Carbon Sessions. The producers of a podcast are people usually working behind the scenes. Their role is to make sure that we deliver every week high-quality episodes, both in terms of audio and content. And we call Steve the audio wizard in our team, because Steve is also the founder of Good Podcasting Works. If you want to launch a podcast or want to become a better podcaster, you definitely need to check out his website, which is packed with podcasting wisdom and fantastic actionable tips for your show. It's goodpodcasting.works. I put that in the show notes. Steve is also an alpaca shepherd, hence his podcast, Alpaca Tribe. The episode we have selected is Change is Here to Stay. In this episode, Steve explores change, how we approach change, and the difference between things we have no control over and things we can affect. Even though it was initially released in 2022 and didn't directly address the topic of climate change, you'll find the content is still relevant today. Because in our world, spoiler alert, the only constant is change.
This is the Alpaca Podcast for all things alpaca. If you're an owner, a soon-to-be owner, a want-to-be owner, or are just alpaca mad or love the fleece, welcome to the Alpaca Tribe. I'm Steve Hetherington. Hi, Steve here, and welcome to the podcast for alpaca people. Good to see you. So, change is here to stay. In fact, change is the only constant. How many times have you heard that or said that yourself? It's one of my little broken records. I was thinking about that this morning and realizing I'm old enough to remember vinyl the first time round. And when you had a broken record, it was stuck. It was damaged in some way, and the needle would go so far and then it would stick and it would repeat the same thing again and again and again. And that's what a broken record is. It doesn't work in digital, does it? Strange how the world has changed. Partly this is brought about by thoughts of the iPod. Apple's iPod is being retired. It's not going to be there later. It's still around at the moment, but it's going to be disappearing. And you're listening to a podcast because there was an iPod. They're all linked in together. It's a long story. I'll maybe share the link to where that story is told about how podcasts got their name. And today I want to talk to you a bit about change and things staying the same. So we need to learn how to be flexible, how to pivot and adjust and do all those kind of trendy things that we talk about. So I've decided that I want all the good things to stay the same, and I want all the bad things to change and go away or be fixed or something. And of course, it's not like that. And with our alpacas, very much so, there are things that we simply can't control. But there are many things which we can influence. We can make a difference. We can adjust. But when you have a young career, a newborn, but in those first few weeks, the first month or two, they are just amazing. Amazing creatures anyway, but amazing. A career is just such a... it does something. It touches you somewhere deep. At least it does it for me. And I'd like them to stay the same, please. I'd like them to stay as career, but they don't. In fact, they change so quickly. Have you noticed that? They change so, so quickly. Like children and weeds, they grow so quickly. So they can't stay. And actually, it wouldn't be right for them to stay like that. Change can be good, but we do tend to want to hold on to things and to keep things the same. And yet, change is part of what we live with all the time. And we change individually. That's you, listener. I'm talking to you. And partly this is, again, reflected back from I was contacted by someone who wanted to raise the question of alpacas growing old, but also us growing old. Older, sorry. I'm not old. I'm just older. And it's really important to think about those things and to recognize that. I'm sorry, I don't want to grow old. So you haven't got a choice. And so with the alpacas, you can't stop them from growing old. And so tomorrow is probably pretty much going to be similar-ish, mostly, unless there's a major change. Most of it's going to be similar and the same as today. But what about the day after, or next week, or next month, or certainly next year? Things will change. Things will have to change. And there's so much going on at the moment, and there's the price of fuel, there's the price of gas and electricity, and we've got the war in Ukraine and the silos full of grain that they can't get out. And that's going to become a problem. Knock-on effect. It's going to spread, and it's going to become an issue for the price of feed. What about how much hard food, the pellets, different kinds that we use? A lot of that's wheat-based. Prices are going to go up. How do we change that? We stop using it. Okay, so what are we going to use instead? Do we need to be using it? If we don't need to be using it, let's just not use it. So at times of year, when the grass is not growing, when the nourishment that your alpacas need is not there, certainly in the UK, through the winter, the food needs to be supplemented. But it's a supplement. It's not the main feed. It's a supplement. So what can we do about the grass that's going to make things better? What can we do about adjusting the hard feed, the amount or the type? And we're just going to have to wait and see for some of the answers to what is going to be available and how much it's going to cost and how much we can afford. The other things with hay, I'm guessing that is going to creep up a bit because the cost of production of everything is going up. The cost of production of hay will increase because the cost of fuel is going up so much, so quickly. Now, maybe it's going to come down again, but it's going to be a challenging time in the future. Today, we can feel anxious about that change, but we can't do much about changing it, apart from preparing ourselves to be flexible, ready for the pivot, ready for the change. So, by nature, I'm not full of anxious thoughts about the future. I'm sure it'll work out. I'm sure it'll be fine. We'll get by. I tend to be a bit more on that end of the scale. And I need to be a bit more, what are we going to do about this? How can we put things in place now, which will mean we're in a better place later? And you may be on the other end of the scale, where you're panicking about things now that haven't happened yet. And you probably need to go spend some time with your alpacas and relax a bit. No easy answers. No easy answers. But can we ask better questions? Always good to be asking good questions. And if we can work a bit at finding the right question to be asking, maybe we can find a way forward. There's the climate crisis that we're in the middle of. Oh, the Met Office here in the UK announced yesterday that within 5 years, it is likely that that 1.5 degree change barrier will have been crossed, that the warming effect will have passed that. And not permanently, it'll probably drift back again. But, okay, 5 years, okay. So that thing that was further down the line, kicking the can down the road, has now arrived with us and is part of it. It rained today. Wow, that was good. I got wet. It was nice. But it was proper rain. We've had a bit of rain just to wet the ground a bit and feed the grass a bit. But this is proper rain. I'm seeing some little changes in the lake. I see some water coming in far end, a little bit of white water coming through the rocks. And it's been more persistent. And it was one of those, I wish I'd put my hat on. No, it was beyond that. It was, I wish I'd put my waterproof trousers on because my waterproof coat, it ran off and I got wet legs. Okay, I'm dry now. But this is something that we're going to have to adjust to over the coming years, is how the climate is changing. Not today's weather, but the climate as a whole. Not easy. Can I control it? No. Can I influence it? Well, the weather, excuse me? Can you influence the weather? Not really. Can we influence our environment in a way that says it'll be in a better place than it was if we didn't do anything? And the answer to that's got to be yes. We've got to be able to make changes that are for the better, that don't leave things as they are, because they can't stay as they are, but move things forward. So with our alpacas, what are we doing with them? What can we do with them that has an influence on how well they're going to be, how well they're going to cope with the future that is coming? It's not here yet, not tomorrow, probably not the day after, but coming to a place near you soon. Okay, so let's move away from the doom and gloom and think about the change that happens, the things that we observe. One of the things about things changing so quickly with the career, that made me think about how much do we enjoy the moment? Because we can be planning ahead, planning for change in a way that means we miss the beauty of the moment. We don't stand and stare. We don't sniff the breeze, shoot the breeze. Oh no, we shoot the breeze, don't we? We sniff the breeze as well. Miss my dog. Dogs, two of them, that got old and we lost them. But they used to stand and stick their nose in the air and they'd be sniffing the breeze just to see what was there. They'd sit outside the top of the steps just near the house and they'd sniff to try and see what was going on. What could they determine? What could they check they weren't missing out on? So spend some time. And I keep talking about that. Do you know why? Because I think it's important. So spend some time with your alpacas. That's another broken record bit, I know. So spend some time with your alpacas. Plan it in. Oh, find some space in your calendar, whether it's the weekend, whether it's a specific thing, where you can spend some time to stop and take stock of your stock, to look at your alpacas and enjoy the moment. And we can have those little five-minute holidays. That's something that feeds us, that nourishes us in a place that isn't to do with food. So spend some time with your alpacas, enjoy the moment, and also reflect on the things that we can influence, the things that we can change, and see what we can do. I'm not sure what to do yet about the dry food, the pellets. I'm worried I've got to put an order in for some today. Is the price going to be going up? I don't know. But I know it will be. If not today, then in the future. So what am I going to do about that? Apart from wringing my hands. there must be an answer. I'm sure there will be, and we need to think about it. One of my thoughts, I'm sure there's a downside to this somewhere, but I haven't worked out. It's one of my ideas that I haven't put into action yet. Maybe I need to just get on and do that as well. Was to buy some peas, some dried peas, not for feeding. Okay, there's the flake peas, the micronized peas. They're rolled and crushed and dried quickly, and they get added in as an extra supplement to their feed. But what I was thinking of was the peed seeds, the ones that you plant to grow pea plants. What if I got a bag of seeds, a big bag of seeds, and I went around sticking them in the ground, just here and there? They're legumes. They are able to fix nitrogen. There's a combination of the in the root nodules and bacteria, and they work together and they fix nitrogen, and it makes the soil richer. This is regeneration. It's not just sustainable. It's not just using what we've got and carrying on using what we've got, which is the sustainable. How can I carry on doing what I've been doing? How can this be sustainable so that I can carry on using the resources and doing what I want to do? Well, what about the beyond that, to think about regeneration? What about regenerating the ground? And I'm aware, very much so, looking at our valley, that that is what the alpacas are helping us with. They're actually helping regenerate places and parts of the valley that we wouldn't be able to do without fertilizers, without chemicals of some kind. And we don't want to use those. So the alpacas are actually helping. It's part of the regeneration of this piece of land, which we have responsibility for. We have control of. We have not full control, but we have an influence on. There are things outside of our control, but there are things that we can do that will make a difference. And my idea, I don't know whether I should share it with you before I do it myself, but was to plant some peas and just see. This could be an interesting, because they'd love that, the alpacas. Can you imagine? What's this in here in the grass? They would love the new leaves coming through. I don't imagine many of them are going to get to the point of actually flowering or producing peas, but you never know. And then they're going to self-seed, and then they're going to grow a bit more. So it becomes something that's good for the soil. It becomes something that's good and interesting variety, fresh food for the alpacas. And it's an idea. It's not going to change the world. I know that. But it may have a little bit of influence. It may have a little bit of bringing in some positive change that is worth doing. I think that's an idea I will pursue. And in fact, today, and now that I've recorded it, I will have to do it, won't I? So I will order some pea seeds today, assuming they're not out of season. Always act before your ideas expire. There we go. So we've been thinking about, it's a bit philosophical today, I know, been thinking about change, thinking about what we can control, what we can't control, thinking about we want things to stay the same and they won't. Thinking about the big stuff that we have got no control over. The climate, the weather, I can't change that. Certainly not today, but maybe there are little things. Less plastic. Is that a thing that's going to change the climate? Not, you know, one plastic bottle less, is that going to make a difference? Well, if we all use one plastic bottle less, if we all think about reusing, we all think about how we do things and the way we want to do things in the future, then together we can make a difference. We can make change. So change is here to stay. Change is the only constant. Hopefully that's given you some food for thought and maybe some ideas about food for your alpacas as well. If you've got any thoughts about all of that, and I want to revisit this at some point as well, just that whole thing of what's the impact on the environment of keeping alpacas, positive and negative. I think most of it's positive, but there are maybe some negative things that we can change as well. If you've got any thoughts, I'd love to hear from you. Steve@alpacatribe.com. That's steve@alpacatribe.com. I'd love to hear from you. And we will see you again next time. When it may have rained again, or it may have stayed dry, things might have changed, or they might be the same. If you can, go spend some time with your alpacas and smile and take a deep breath and stand a while and watch. Bye for now. This is the Alpaca Tribe, and I'm Steve Hetherington. Have a great day.
You've been listening to Carbon Sessions, a podcast with carbon conversations for every day with everyone from everywhere in the world. We'd love you to join the Carbon Sessions so you too can share your perspectives from wherever you are. This is a great way for our community to learn from your ideas and experiences, connect, and take action. If you want to add your voice to the conversation, go to thecarbonalmanac.org/podcasts and sign up to be part of a future episode. This podcast is also part of the Carbon Almanac Network. For more information, to sign up for the emails, to join the movement, and to order your copy of the Carbon Almanac, go to thecarbonalmanac.org. Be sure to subscribe and join us here again, as together we can change the world.